Good morning, folks. Thanks for tuning in here to KILJ. I've got a guest in the studio with Fairfield Youth Performing Arts. Tommy Brower, how are you?
I am well. I am busy.
It sounds like it. Well, tell us a little bit about Fairfield Youth Performing Arts and who you are.
Sure. I'm the founder and president of Fairfield Youth Performing Arts. It's a nonprofit children's theater organization that we founded in August of 2024. We did successfully pull off our first season of productions, which included Mary Poppins Jr. and The Somewhat True Tale of Robin Hood.
And they were fantastic, by the way.
You were at both of them,
yes,
were you not?
Yes, I got to both of them.
Thank you. it's lovely to hear that again. That reaction's been pretty universal. So what we tried to sell this as is children's theater plus, both in the production value that we try and give the audience, but that's also something that we give to the kids so that the kids have the experience of doing a real production, not just like, you know, the elementary school kiddie play, which, you know,
there's a place for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Bless their hearts. I want all the kids to enjoy and experience that kind of thing. But this is sort of the next step up. And it's also an opportunity for kids to get an earlier start than they've generally been getting. Usually, kids don't get their first experience coming on stage until
high school.
Middle school.
Yeah,
or high school.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, tell me about 2026.
Both of the shows that we picked out, and again this year, it's going to be a musical for the summer and a straight play for the winter. The inaugural season was really about possibility. You know, examine, well, where do you go from that? Now, we've proven what's possible. So what's next? And the theme that I kind of came up with for this year is, at least for the summer musical, is inspiration. The musical is Xanadu Jr., the musical. It's based on the film that starred Olivia Newton-John and Gene Kelly in his last film. And this is a great story. Actually, the funny part about it is that, tell me if I'm off base, but the movie is really bad. It's super campy.
It's cheesy, yeah.
Like, really low budget. It just seemed like, from a production point of view, that the filmmakers really just kind of mailed it in. So, you know, why would I pick such a bad movie? And the answer is that, you know, when things are super cheesy and campy, sometimes that's the perfect ingredients for a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what Xanadu has become from a film perspective. It has a really loyal, cultish following, and some really brilliant and clever stage producers took that, their love of the film, and they decided to create the Broadway musical. Now, what's important to know is that they're totally in on the joke. Like, they get it that it was campy and bad.
They just lean into it a little bit.
They do. They own it. They lean into it. So what they ended up developing was a musical that's part tribute, but also part parody. They preserve the music that came from the original film, spawned 7 top 20 hits. 5 that were developed for the film, plus 2 ELO songs that were sort of retreads that were added to the film soundtrack as well. So it's definitely got good musical chops, and it's a fun musical, and it actually ended up winning 4 Tony Awards. So
this will be great for the kids. This will be fun, and we'll see if they can pull it off, which, when I say can they pull, they will pull it off.
They'll pull it off because they are so talented. And it's the kids over in Fairfield. It's the kids that we have coming from other communities like over here in Mount Pleasant.
Well, okay, so that's the summer musical. And then you talked about the winter play. What do we've got on the docket there?
You know, normally with children's theater, what you get for your straight plays are comedies. In my examination of some of the talent that we have in our past shows and other shows that I've seen, whether it's at the high school level or the middle school or over in Ottumwa or over here in Mount Pleasant, there's a lot of good dramatic talent as well. And I sort of wanted to lean into that At the same time, I've been challenging myself to get more young men involved in theater.
Yeah, we always need more boys.
I thought, well, what's a good way to both lean into the trying to get more boys involved and do something dramatic? And in staying with the Xanadu sort of 1980s sort of feel, you know what, let's do The Outsiders. The kids know it. It's going to be a little bit smaller of a cast, and unlike every other show, it's going to be more male-heavy. You know, it's a show that explores identity, belonging, empathy, things that young men and young ladies as well, you know, deal with in their life.
Yeah.
And trying to figure those things out. So it's not only is it a cool show, but it's relevant.
Yeah. When can people audition and what's coming up?
Okay. April 15th, I'll be putting out an official announcement for those individuals who are signed up for Fairfield Youth Performing Arts already. The following week, the 22nd, I'll be putting it out more broadly. The reason for doing that is, of course, getting people to sign up, you know, there's no obligation. It is basically just a means of getting them onto our contact list.
So you have communications,
So we know who we're communicating with. We know who to send notifications about events and stuff like that, too. And it also, you know, gives us sort of a preview idea of the numbers that we're going to have to deal with so that we can prepare accordingly with auditions and, you know, the things that we're going to need for our rehearsals going forward. And the carrot on the end of that stick is that if you sign up, that we'll send you an audition kit in advance, which will include a link to the music tracks, the sheet music that we're going to use in the auditions, the script excerpts and sides that you're going to be expected to read from, so that you can look through those things and come into our auditions with confidence that you're familiar, at least to some degree, with the material and can put your best foot forward.
So that'll be great. People want to keep on the lookout for those official announcements. And you said Facebook page where?
Absolutely. If you go to Fairfield Youth Performing Arts on Facebook, we're trying to post daily. We miss some days from time to time. But we've always got some event or activity going on. We've done a really good job this winter of keeping our kids engaged in between shows by doing things monthly as just enrichment activities and opportunities for them to remember that they're performers. Maybe you're not the singer, the actor, or the dancer, but you know, want to learn about stagecraft, you want to learn about tech, or, you know, how to pull the ropes to open the curtain, or how to move around set pieces and be involved in that respect, or hair, makeup, stuff like that. We welcome all kids who are interested in theater, because without those people, and we have plenty of adults to cover those roles, but without those people, the show doesn't go on. So there's plenty of opportunities for kids to get involved in that respect as well, and we encourage them to do so.
Will there be any other events that you wanted to mention?
It's an announcement for our pre-show kickoff for Xanadu that we're doing on May 9th. This is going to take place at the Golden Magnolia Sanctuary over in Fairfield at 200 South Main Street. We're going to have a screening of Xanadu, the film, for all those kids who've never seen it. And we're going to hold our nose and suffer our way through it with some popcorn and some cotton candy. But then the payoff is, when the film is over, you know, you'll at least know what this show's all about. And then we're going to have pizza and snacks, and we're going to launch into a couple hours of Broadway karaoke.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we did an event that was a game night with the Broadway karaoke in February. And it was a blast. I do want to point out that it's going to be on your website.
Yeah. We're going to put it on our website and on our Facebook page.
And there's a QR code there where if you scan that, you can go ahead and RSVP for this event. That's helpful. That you don't have to RSVP. Just come show up. That's fine. But it's helpful if you do because that allows us to know how much pizza to buy.
I know that you are all about collaboration and local theater and getting people involved. What do you want to say about that?
What I've done for this show, we've built an all-star production team of directors, choreographers, different people involved who are from different areas. So I have a gentleman by the name of John Callahan is my co-director for Xanadu. John Callahan is the music and theater director for Cardinal Schools. We also have an art director who's the art teacher at Pekin High School. We have one of our choreographers is a seventh grade teacher from Oskaloosa. My Mary Poppins co-director, Phoenix Hassler, is back.
And awesome.
She's one of our choreographers for this show. And then her mother, Tammy, who is the proprietor of the Golden Magnolia Sanctuary. She was our costume mistress for both of the previous shows, and she's back in that role again. And then we have a gentleman named Matthew McLemore, who is our visual effects and animations guys.
Well, this all sounds awesome, and I know things like this take resources. What is your funding like?
Let me say this, that our first year, we were very successful in raising the money necessary to get the rights to our shows, to procure the venue, Fairfield Arts and Convention Center in both cases in 2025. And we did that by building partnerships with a bunch of amazing sponsors over in Fairfield. In fact, all of our top level sponsorships saw fit to rejoin us again for year
two. Awesome.
That in and of itself is validation because before that fundraising in year one was a lot of goodwill. But when you go
now
back
got
for
the
year two, you gotta tell, okay, what did my money get for me last year? And the fact that they all signed back up again is validation that we held up our end of the bargain. We provided what we said we were going to provide to the kids in the community. Farm Bureau Financial Services advisor Alex Kessel over in Fairfield, for everybody's Whole Foods store, and of course, Cambridge Investment Research. Those were our big hitters who helped us out last year. Also, our season sponsors from last year, two of the three have returned, Beaner's Funeral Home and Crematorium, and Jefferson County Health Center. And then we've also welcomed a new sponsor in, Investment Insights, which is a company of financial advisors over in Fairfield. We have our show sponsor for Xanadu, that's Liberty Communications. And then we have four sponsors for each of our four Xanadu shows. Fairfield Universal Therapy, Edward Jones, financial advisors, Live Wire Electric and Straight Up Doors over in Fairfield. Once again, coming through for us this year is our friends over at Iowa State Bank and Trust.
Fantastic.
For the outsiders, I got to mention our sponsors there. The Barber Shop on Broadway, which is a great business over in Fairfield. Not only are they our producing sponsor for the show and they'll get the co-production credit for that, but they're also going to do our hair. And they're going to make those boys just pop off the stage. They're going to look so good.
A lot of times when we think of children's theater, you know, we have a certain kind of thought in our head of what that means. But I want to really invite everyone to buy tickets for these shows and support this organization, because it isn't just a kids theater. It's much, much more than that. And it's much more professional than that. And I think you will really enjoy the performances, not just because they're kids, but because it's actually good.
This is for everybody. This is the kind of thing that a husband can say, hey, dear, let's go out for dinner and a movie. Oh, wait, did I say movie? Let's go out for dinner and a show tonight and go see good quality entertainment. Walk out of the theater and you're talking about how cool that was. And then all of a sudden it dawns on you, oh, wait, those were kids.
Yeah.
To where the fact that there are kids and the fact that it's children's theater is a secondary or a tertiary thought, that the quality of the production is what matters. So this really is for everybody, and I really urge people to come out and see it. You know, it's an affordable night out.
Well, we've been talking with Tommy Brower. He is the president and the creator, founder of Fairfield Youth Performing Arts. They're rolling out their 2026 season. Tommy, any last minute thoughts?
Apart from our regular production fundraising, we've started a new fundraising avenue called Legacy Architects. Every day at Fairfield Youth Performing Arts, we witness something extraordinary. Young people discovering their voices, their courage, and their sense of belonging through the performing arts. In less than 2 years, our community has built a place where children feel seen, supported, and inspired to grow. As FIPA dreams bigger in 2026, we are laying the groundwork for long-term sustainability and growth. Your support strengthens the essential systems that allow FIPA to thrive: youth advocacy, expanded educational programming, sustainable operational infrastructure, digital visibility, legal and administrative support, and no-cost access to core programming for all kids. These are the same foundational elements highlighted in our Legacy Architects initiative: investments that help secure a permanent facility, which is a big thing that we're looking for, and build a modern digital ecosystem and assure FIPA's resilience for decades to come. So it is really a sustainability effort toward building an endowment to provide a baseline of funding that doesn't necessarily depend on the sponsors or the box office receipts year over.
This isn't just a passion project for you, Tommy. This is a legit deal.
I'll be sending you this also that you can post on your digital presence as well. There is some more about the funding levels and about some of the goals that we're looking at. There's a QR code people can give online through PayPal. People can also write checks and send them through the snail mail. We're really looking to expand this and then also not just expand it financially, but geographically. It's important to point out that we've already got commitments from kids to come and audition for Xanadu from the Fairfield, Maharishi, Mount Pleasant, Van Buren, Cardinal, Pekin, and Ottumwa School District. We're looking to add kids from Washington as well. So this really is aimed at becoming more of a regional all-star cast, crew, adults. So we're expanding our fundraising even out beyond the city limits of Fairfield, out into these other communities as well, because we want to serve all the kids in Southeast Iowa who want to grow.
Exciting stuff, Tommy, and we will make sure we get all this information out to the KILJ folks, probably write some type of news story that we have on KILJ.com for all those listening, so stay tuned on all of that. Tommy, thanks for coming over here to Mount Pleasant to talk a little bit about Fairfield Youth Performing Arts and all the fun stuff coming up with Xanadu this summer and all the rest.
Yeah, thank you. I always enjoy coming over and talking to you, Katie. I appreciate all the support that you guys give us, and to anybody out there who's listening and curious, I'm 100% accessible. So if you have questions, you know, I'm not hard to find. You can send a message through Facebook, or you can find somebody who knows me and get a hold of me anyway, and I'm always willing to talk.
Tommy Brower, founder and president of Fairfield Youth Performing Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Katie.